Begin the current daf. Masech this Erev in daf Pei. We begin on the Amud Beis. We begin to taste the Masech. We begin with the Gemara. Shani Hossam, there it's different because the Ikam Mechitza. Of course, there is a partition, which that's Teish's Gersa, and this Teish is going to bring shortly our Gersa that we have in the Gemara. So Teish is going to explain two Gersais in the Gemara. The Gemara said that we force the person from the mother to join with the Lech of the Kar. That's what it says in the Braisa. And the Gemara says, yes, because that there is a Mechitza. The Pesher Ben Atami explains, Dinhu, the Kleifin, it makes sense, logical, that we force the person to join in the making of the crossbeam or the signpost. Because the Mechitza, the walls, is what helps to carry inside of it. Although it's being made forcibly by the person, and we cannot compare it to an Erev. Because the Bein Havav Shandir, whether an Erev, the joining of the food is because of a dwelling place, the Bein Shem Kinyan, whether it's acquisition, you can't create a Kinyan or a Dira forcibly against the person, in contrast by the walls. The wall is a wall. Now, Rashi does not explain like this. Besvarm the Garis, in regard to the text that have, the way Argomar has it, Shani Hasan, the Lekka Mechitzes, not the Ikka Mechitzes, like Taisa burn the different mask, but there it's different because there's no walls. Yesh Lafarish came, that what it means to say is regarding the Lekka Mechira, because when there's no walls, the asal talta b'teichay, but then you cannot carry inside of it. It's the same idea that we should force him to be able to rectify the situation, to be able to carry over there. But we can't force him to have the rectification of the carry from the house and from the courtyard inside over there. So that's a difference in regards to carrying in the mother itself, without walls you can't. That you could force him, but to be able to carry from the houses or the courtyards into there, which that's the Erev, that not necessarily so, and therefore that is not a Raya that you could force him in that. Continuing to say the master begins with the Gemara of a Kara, but across the Mekhsusim Echdashir Reha, there we consider the measurement of it's pulverized as if it's not there. Chesis verifies, so then what's the difference between Lech and a Kara? Because the Gemara said that even according to one who says that you can make a Natsi Asher into Lechi, but a Kara you can't. Why? Because then you're not going to have the requisite shear. Because idolatry, it's like there's no measurement, as if it's pulverized. She says, "Bother." He says, "Well, Avagav the lechem ami boyishir gaiva." What do you mean? The side post also requires a height, and Megam roichem mashum yibaya has to have somewhat of a width, something. So that is also a measurement. Kamakum says, "However, keeping the leboyah leshir zut, this is only requires a very small measurement. Lo yichmir boy, they were not stringent." Now, he explains that lechi regarding a side post, you would put together, yeah, let's say it was pulverized, but if you put together those broken pieces by the wall in the shape of a side post, how about lechi would be a side post? As long as it wouldn't be moved by the wind, and therefore, even Kesus Mech Teshe would not be a problem for lechi. Now, and that says, don't ask, wait a second. We say that a palm frond, a lulav from an Asherah tree, is invalid. I feel the yomtiv shein even on the second day of yomtiv. The mashma of the command of lesser dummy sounds like that it's not here at all because we're saying that even by mitzvah rabbanu, which what yomtiv shein is, that it's like it's not here, and therefore the same thing should be by alechi that regarding the shir b'mashu. So why by lulav is it going to be possible? Well, that's a tais no because the gabbai lulav shal mitzvah chmir because regarding lulav, which is a mitzvah, they were more stringent. Now then says tais even though it's rabbinic, whereas over here by the Lechi, we are lenient. Now, the Talmud says, if you can say the Machshirin Leil Sulim Shal Asheira, we validated previously the Gemara brought you can make an Asherah tree into a ladder. Avak of the Bayrach of Dalit, even though you need to have a width of Dalit Fachab to be a ladder. And Maloyma Mechdashir Kamaykar, why don't we say something like we say over here by the crossbeam that, oh, you don't have a measurement? And that's why Marie the Reese says no, because the Hazmachash of Pesach, there it's considered, the ladder is considered as an opening between the two chateras. Kim the chazal aliyah. You could, ultimately, you need the width of four tefachim to be able to climb it. You could climb it. Ilav isur d'asher, if not for the prohibition of asher. So, it's only the isur that's on it. So, the concept of the shear wasn't said regarding a ladder, because you don't need a shear, you just have to be able to get up to it. But regarding the crossbeam, it's not for a technical. It requires a measurement where the measurement itself is the identity because a certain size gives it a certain importance. And regarding to importance, that's what Mechta Shirel takes away from, and therefore it's going to be invalid specifically by the Kair. So let's explain that Alechi, although it also requires a shear, but since it's very small, Mechta Kisis Shirel is not a problem. Or according to Rav Avram, there's no problem because if you put together a broken piece, it would be Alechi. By Lulav, by Yom Tushen, it's possible, is because by Mitzvah de Mo Machmer. And why don't we say mechlik kasher by letter, even though it requires a shear? That's only for substance, but not for importance. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem, even though it's from a shear tree. Continue next to the masa begins with the gemara, the beis minim. But when it's two different types, I put this might nami. Then you tell me that even if it just got diminished, then it's going to be a problem. The tanya b'chol like we're learning the brayso, which takes comes to understand what was the havamina. Because the gemara was saying that if it's tomat and namash two different types, then you should have to notify them even when it gets diminished. Which tells us about it. How did the questioner learn from the brayso, which said the case of kol ha'echel where it got used up, that by two types you have to notify him? How do you see that to say that our mishnah would be talking about when it's nismayit, if it's two types that you have to notify him, but it said in the brayso only if you use it up. So that's the sense. No, so the gemara thought to say the kol did not be brayso. This said if it got used up. In the brayso was only for the other case, because when it's one type, that fill of a kol in circle idea that even if it got used up, you don't have to notify him. But regarding the two types, that it's even if it's just nismayit, that you'd have to notify him. Therefore, that was the Gemara's question, which the Gemara ultimately one of the answers said, no, it's not true. It's specifically by kol, but the two types wouldn't be a problem, even if it's two types, if it was just nismayit. Tinnik says, Maska, begins the words of Gemara, Agav Urchik Mashmo. That's secondarily what he's coming to tell us. Is the base sudas that two meals having yutches gregers are 18 of the gregers of these dried steaks, which plays by the difficulty how to calculate this measurement with a mishnah later on, and that is as we'll see later on the pebezim a base of what's the measurement of an eiv. So it's two meals worth for every single for every single person, and one opinion says is how much you eat during the weekday, another opinion says how much you eat a meal on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yechimim Bereke says that the measurement of Eiv Tchumin, which is two meals worth, is a loaf of bread that is how much the baker sells for a punyan when four saw is a seller. Shimon holds that the loaf of bread, which has two meals worth, is two-thirds of a loaf when three loaves are a kav. So those are the four different opinions. Now, half of that loaf is the measurement of the house of a nega, which is one meal's worth, which contaminates the person's garments if he stays there, the amount of eating one loaf's worth, which is called kedei achilas pras, which are one meal's worth. A pras is a half of the loaf, and a whole loaf is two meals worth. Half of that half is, according to Reb Shimon, a third of a kav, which that makes a person tummy if he ate machom tmei and invalidates him from eating truma. Now, the Gemara goes through over there and explains the different opinions regarding what's the two meals worth. Additionally, the Gemara there says that this halacha of that half of the half of the half is the shear of Thomas Eichlin, that's according to Bichlin Bereka, that the loaf is made out of a quarter of a kav, which are six beitzim, which that's three quarters of an egg for the shear of Tumas Eichel, which is half of a half of a half of a loaf that's made out of six eggs. According to Shimon, that the loaf is made out of eight eggs, the shear to Mitam would be two baits. Now, so it says like this. Iksha Beinatam. Beinatam asks on our Gemara, which is the different Maskum Tesis, how is it possible that two meals worth is 18 gregers, but the Beperkit in the Shtatvin, Tanan, the Mishnah later on the paid Beza we just quoted, brings the Reb Shimon Oimer, he says, he's one of the four opinions, what's the two meals worth for the Erev Tchumen. It says, Beis Yodois Lekiker, two-thirds of a loaf of bread, Mishavash Lekav, when you have three loaves, make up a kav, Dahainu, that is, that's what he's coming to explain over there, Shesh Teisudais, that's two meals worth, which is what you need for Erev Tchumen. Which that is hay baits in Vishlish Beya, five eggs and a third of an egg worth. And the reason for that is Kashakiku who has baits in, because a loaf of bread is eight eggs worth. And two thirds of that comes out to be five and a third of eggs. So this is where Tase's question begins. You're not going to have a calculation of 18 gregers to be two meals worth, which we just explained is five and a third of eggs. Why? So it says like this. When you're going to divide 18 of gregers to five and a third eggs, where, as we just explained, the zeb zeh have a shir shtei sudas, allegedly these are both two meals worth. But then timtzel lachol beya, comes out that for every egg, you have shalish gregris, but gimel shmini shal gregris. You have 3 3/8 of a gregris. Why? Because the mechamish beitzim, because in 5 eggs, which that's 1/15 of eggs, vishlish beya, and another third of an egg, yesh yudvav shlish beya. You have 16/3 of eggs. Whereas gregris in this measurement has 18. So it comes out that for every third of the egg, it's bigger a little bit than one gregris. So the precise measurement is that in every third of an egg, there's really gregris and an eighth. So it comes out that in every egg, like we said, there's 3 gregris and 3/8 of a gregris. So it says Taisus, the gregris, where we're saying that it's a little bit less than a third of an egg, is gedolim mikizayis. It's bigger than an olive, because the milk of Risham and Sneh, like it's obvious in the Gemara and Sneh, Shabbos tzad the olive and olive. Now, in the Brayson Tzad Kanim, we learn, the Peyam and olive. Dishir, Chacham, the Chacham evaluated the aim based on Beliyam Achzekis, that a person's throat cannot contain Yisim Mikibayas Tarnakalas, more than the size of food, that's the egg of a chicken. Now, Ubekrisis, Perakam, Amrulai, Amrina, and the Gemara increases Abidalman of the Gemara tells us, that you can have one person eating one thing and violating a few different things. That the throat does not contain more than 2 olives. Now, since a gregris is larger than a kezias, so how is it possible that you're going to have in an egg only 2 olives? But in the egg, you have more than 3 gregris. So therefore, if you have more than 3 gregris, for sure, you can have more than 3 olives, which they're smaller than gregris. And yet you're saying that the throat is containing 2 olives, which is the size of an egg. Now, says Taisus like this. Now, we've got the plague of Tanoim Lekaman on Reb Shimon. Now, this was all based on the calculations from Reb Shimon's opinion. And although Tanoim disagreed with Reb Shimon, as we brought, there's 4 different opinions over there. So you can maybe say that what our Gemara is saying over here, that the measurement of 18 gregis is 2 mils worth, not going according to Reb Shimon. And you're right, according to him, 2 mils worth is less than 18 gregis. So therefore, an egg is going to be less than 3 gregis. But that's his thesis, but you can't say that, because Reb Shimon came along. We rule like Reb Shimon, because the B'chol Duch, the Amar, through all places we say in Shas, we always say Kibay, it's like the side of an egg, the Tama Tumas Eichon, for the Halach of Tumas Eichon. The Hainu, Reb Shimon, that's like Reb Shimon, that calculation comes in like him, because it can only come on the Gemara, like the Gemara says later on, the Pegimel of an Olive, which it says, V'chatzi chatzi chatzia, half of a half of a half of this original loaf, which are 2 mils worth, is Latama Tumas Eichon. Now, well, Reb Shimon, Oyel HaShrei Kibay, that measurement of chatzi chatzi chatzia, goes according to Reb Shimon, that it's going to come out to be the size of an egg. Because according to him, the loaf is 8 eggs, and half of a half of a half is going to be the size of a bayah. But according to all the other Tanoim, it's not like that. And regarding all the Tanoim, is where we say that this is what we're coming to say, this halacha. So since the size of the loaf of bread, according to them, is different than the size of Reb Shimon, so then you're not going to have the cheshbon of chatzi chatzi chatzia coming out to the shir of a beya, which is known throughout Shas, that's the shir. So obviously we look at Reb Shimon. So then we're back to the difficulty. So the calculation of Reb Shimon by the Erev does not come to this number that our Gemara is saying of 18 gregers. So the Emory, the Reis says like this, that truth is, no, the lekula tanoi havikabeya tama oichel. Like it says throughout Shas. Everyone, all the time agree, and there was not a ride that we rule like Reb Shimon, that the shir of Tumas Eichlin is going to be the size of a kebeya. Now, v'had the tani lekamon bebraisa, but this that it says later on the braisa, b'chatzi chatzi chatzi v'chulu, which we just mentioned, Taisus' question, he was assuming that was going on all tanoim. That's actually lekoy Rav Meir b'Yehuda. That's actually not going into Meir b'Yehuda, because according to them, you're right. This shir of Be'ev Tumas Eichel, which, yeah, we do rule, but that's not Reb Shimon, that's everyone, is not necessarily half of the loaf of bread. Because according to them, it's not. Ela, Reb Shimon, Reb Yechon, Reb Yechon, Shezkir, Shir Kikar. It's only going on those two opinions that they mention that the shir of the 2 meals is going on the loaf of bread. So on them is what we're saying, that half of the half of the half is going to be the shir of the Be'ev Tumas Eichel. Or according to Reb Yechon, Reb Yechon, a little bit different. But according to Meir Yehuda, who they didn't mention loaf at all, so when we're talking about half of the half, obviously not going to them because they didn't mention loaf at all. And therefore, that could even be like them. And therefore, it's not necessarily like Reb Shimon that we're ruling. It could even be like these other Tanoim. And that says, Taisis, Teda. Taisis coming to prove you should know that Rabbi Yehuda don't disagree with Rabbi regarding this calculation of, because they're not even talking about a loaf of bread. Because the Octonim writes in the Gemara, we learn the writes in the Gemara that says, Kama Shechatzi Praz, how much is the measurement of a half of a loaf of bread, which is 2 meals worth? Shtei Beim Chasakim of the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's 2 eggs, minus a little bit, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Mashka, the Kovish, it's Rabbi Shimon. That sounds like he's going like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The chash of chatzi chatzi lifts less like vibish. They bait him that he considers what invalidates a person by eating tummy foods, which is half of the half of the loaf, which is 2 eggs worth. Which, like we're saying, because yeah, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Shimon, although he's one of the other opinions of the 4 opinions, but he's not going on the loaf. And like we're saying, because they don't disagree with him regarding the chatzi chatzi chatzi. Now, so it says v'hashle kasha midi. Now we have no difficulty at all because the v'shteisu nishal erev lekaim al Rabbi Shimon. We thought we're going to prove it from the fact that we rule chatzi 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 is the beya. So obviously, then we rule like him regarding the origin. The origin. No, regarding 2 minutes worth of the air, we don't rule like Rabbi Shimon, which, according to him, it's 5 eggs and a third of an egg. No, like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Yehuda, can you move like among? Like it's actually obvious when they come out later on. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Rabbi Meir, Rish Kitzim and Shtatzman, and that pay bays amanal. The tarte rifte nam to come Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Adbar Haba. Also, when we say these 2 loaves of bread, which is an explanation of what's the 2 meals worth of the air. And therefore, it's obvious that even according to the Maram, they don't hold the Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, actually, we don't rule the Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the size of the egg is different. And therefore, it's not a contradiction regarding the calculation, as we said regarding Gregorius and Zaysim, that the share of 18 Gregorius is actually going to be the share of the 2 meals worth. So, Taisa had a difficulty according to Rabbi Shimon. 2 meals worth is 5 eggs and a third, which is a little bit more than 10 olives, which the Gregorius are bigger than the olives. So how could it be 18 Gregorius in the 2 mils worth? And moreover, it says, I love like Rabbi Shimon, because the share of Tumas we know is chatzi chatzi of the kikar, which according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only according to him that comes at the size of a beya, that that's the share of Tumas Eichlin. That's what Tumas says, no. Halach is like Rabbi Shimon regarding the share of Tumas Eichlin with a beya, but the other Tanim don't disagree with him. But regarding the share of the kikar, that actually they do disagree with him, and therefore that's who our sukkah is going like when it says that is the 18 meals, the 18 gregers is the share of 2 meals worth.